GIS and responding to natural hazards. GIS stands for Geographic Information System. GIS uses software to add different sets of information as layers on a map. Maps have come a long way since people first began drawings to show where they were. Modern maps are made using special software that combines lots of different sorts of information. This system of modern mapping is called GIS, Geographic Information Systems. GIS is used by all sorts of groups and city councils. GIS gives access to data and shows different sets of data together. GIS gives people a picture of data that allows them to problem solve, write reports, track changes, make decisions, plan for the future, for example, which areas could be used to build houses. GIS needs four things. Number one, people. People who are trained in GIS. Number two, data. Geospatial information. Where things are located is entered into the GIS software. Number three, software. GIS software analyzes data and presents it in different ways for the user. Number four, hardware. Includes handheld devices for collecting data and computers with GIS software. Data in a GIS system is stored in sets called data sets in a database. Data sets can be turned on and off so they are shown all together or separately as layers on a map. GIS is helping people to become more resilient to natural hazards. GIS makes sharing information quick and easy. People can get a large amount of information on different things, such as road closures, power cuts, floods, and water supplies, all from the one digital map. GIS helps emergency services and councils to respond to disasters and share information with the public. Where would you go to find information on natural hazards in your local area?